Hello and welcome to Empower Church Podcast. I'm so excited that you are listening and know that God will bless your life as we grow together in God's Word. Hello, my friends and family. We just kicked off our Advent teaching series this week at our church with the theme, A Path to Jesus. And throughout this series, what we're trying to do is focus on the gifts of God to us through Jesus Christ, those gifts being hope, love, joy, and peace. It's amazing that aside from the grace of God that we experience through Jesus and the salvation and eternal life that is assured to us as we place our trust in Christ, God offers us additional gifts that bless us and help us navigate through life here on earth. That's something worth getting excited about. I mean, these gifts top any gift we can get during Christmas, even the ones we get from Santa. So let's underscore Jesus during the holiday season and the hope, love, joy, and peace we can receive in Him and only through Him. It's so easy to get caught up with the busyness of the Christmas holiday. I mean, it happens to all of us, and it's easy to lose sight on the real reason for the season. We lose sight on what Christ really represents. Let us focus, therefore, on Jesus during this holiday season. For the next couple of minutes, I would like to remind you of the wonderful gift of hope that we can receive through Jesus. Right now, you might feel hopeless. You might be going through a difficult situation that has you feeling without hope. The key to experiencing true hope is based on who you put your hope in. Our hope will only be as strong as who or what we place our hope in. We can place our hope in a job or in a bank account or in on people, but these things can easily fail you. But when we place our hope in Jesus, we can rest assured in Him. He will never, ever fail us. Therefore, we should seize and hold tight the confession of our hope, and we should do so without wavering, because God has promised to see us through every circumstance, every situation, and He is reliable in His word. He is trustworthy in His word. He is faithful to His word. The reality is that people will always fail us. They fail us all the time, but God can be trusted 100% of the time. He will not abandon us. He will not forsake us. He will fulfill His promises to us 100% of the time. Therefore, we should place our hope in Him. I don't know what your hopeless situation looks like, but I encourage you to run to Jesus, to surrender to Him, and find the hope that you need in Him. The hope that God offers through Jesus will give us a new beginning. It will forgive us and restore us from the burdens, weaknesses, the pains and the sadness, the regrets, the shame, and the guilt that we all experience. In Jesus, we can receive a fresh start. The book of Acts in chapter 13, verse 38 says that through this man, referring to Jesus, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and by him, everyone who believes is freed. So as we believe in Him and place our hope completely in Him, we receive freedom. All we have to do is confess our sins, and He will be faithful and just to forgive us from our sins and clean us from all our unrighteousness. We can be made righteous through Jesus, and we will be empowered by the Holy Spirit to live the new life that God has in store for us. The hope of God through Jesus also gives us a reason for living. It gives you purpose. I don't know about you, but I don't want to simply exist. I want to live to the fullest. I want to live and accomplish the purpose of God in my life. Jesus gives us hope to live a life of purpose and significance. In Him, we can understand the meaning of our life because He's the one that designed it. In Him, we can live a life that is fulfilled because He is the one that has called us. In your hopeless situation, I want you to think and I want you to pray. I want you to pray and say, God, I want your will to be done in my life. Therefore, even in my weaknesses, even in my pain, even in my hurting situation, I want your name to be glorified through my life, through my circumstance. The hope of God through Jesus also promises a future home in heaven. When I see all the horrible things that are happening in our world today, I just focus and think about eternity. I think about where I'm headed. I'm thinking about what awaits for me in the future. When I think about the painful situations I go here on earth, I think that the temporary circumstances I endure here on earth can never be compared to the amazing glory I will experience in heaven one day. Therefore, our hearts should not be troubled. We continue to believe in God, knowing that one day we will be in heaven, enjoying the presence and the glory of God for eternity. We rejoice in the life we have in Jesus here on earth. We rejoice in the power of God that is promised to us through Christ and is provided by the Holy Spirit here on earth, knowing that this is just a glimpse of what awaits us in heaven, that as we place our hope in Him, we have eternal assurance of heaven. Where do we place our hope? In you, O Jesus, Creator, Sustainer, and Provider of all good things. Thank you for your time, and I pray that you have been encouraged. If you have any prayer requests or would like more information about our ministry, please email us at empoweredchurchnyc@gmail.com. Someone from our team would be more than glad to pray for you or with you and find a way for you to connect with our ministry. God bless you.